Girl, Real Talk.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Rich Girl Real Talk, where the vibe is elevation and joy. I'm your host, Erica Rich, and welcome back to this vibe we got going on. This week, we're going to be talking about health. I know last week I was telling you I am sick. I'm still feeling this, but now I'm feeling a lot better. Thankfully, because I went ahead and went to the doctor and said this Vicks, it's not cutting it. I'm going into week 2.5, going into week 3, and it's still not, you know, it's still not helping. The over-the-counter medication is not helping me go ahead and get this congestion out. And I know it was like, girl, I don't want to talk about congestion, but the overarching principle is that I wanted to share the benefits of really going to the doctor to get what we actually need and not trying to put a Band-Aid each time that we feel compelled to, you know, lick a biscuit, put a Band-Aid or shake it off and go. No, we actually have to really go and get those necessary checkups. If it feels odd, maybe we might need to go figure that out or have somebody that has sound advice that actually is not WebMD, but actually practices thing in real life to be able to administer the appropriate advice based off of our needs and, of course, the inquiry of what's happening within our bodies, i.e. a diagnosis, and be able to really give us the information as well as the medication that's actually needed versus the end all of all one-stop shop ginger ale or Sprite with some chicken noodle soup and a good old little bit of lemon tea. It's not going to help for everything. I'm going to tell you that right now. Putting some water on is not going to help. And that really just brings me into the subject of, are we taking the time to really take care of ourselves? You know, at this stage in my life, yes, I have a child and I'm quick to go make sure that she's good. But am I or have I been doing the necessary assessments for myself? And we are so busy as grownups trying to, you know, suppress and just keep moving forward. But in actuality, we could be putting a Band-Aid on something that needs a suture. And that has happened. I got a couple of the scars for that too, because I'm thinking, I don't feel like going to the doctor. I don't feel like doing this. But it's so necessary. It's so necessary because we're thinking it's a common cold when it could potentially be pneumonia. It could potentially be a sinus infection where you're not just going to be able to get that Vicks night rub and put it all over, put the onion on your foot, all those things, and it's going to suffice. No. We have these doctors. We have these nurses. We have all of these tools available for us, including some of the virtual appointments. But of course, certain things need to be checked up and seen. Certain things need to be assessed in person, you know, and it's important. And I'm learning as I am getting older that I can't just keep going and making sure that I'm not okay, because I have a team that I'm with, you know, and that includes my husband and myself, as well as my baby girl. And I can't imagine, you know, the scary thought of had I had not gone to the doctor sooner or later and something happens to me to where it could have been mitigated and I didn't do my due diligence to ensure that I do everything I can for not only my own temple, but just because I'm a part of a team and that team wants me. I don't want to say need, because we need God in our life. That's my own religion and my own spiritual walk, but we want people to be around to see the wonderful days ahead. And I for sure want to see my baby matriculate, my baby graduate and do everything that God calls her to do, as well as my husband. I want to see him actualize every dream that is on his heart and on his mind and that God has given him the vision for. And how can I do that if I'm not at 100%? And we're so conditioned to work, to do, to be robots, when in actuality, we are human. And it's okay to be human. I'm learning. It's okay to be not okay. It's okay to say, I've had better days versus trying to lie to kick it. You know, there's no point. There's no point. Now, of course, we can always find joy in the things of the day, but we can't go to God or even our friends and say, it's cool, I'm cool, when in actuality, I am not cool. I may need that prayer or really want that prayer, and it may refresh me in a way that God only intended from that vessel to have and to give me. Can you imagine we're walking down the street and somebody says, I just want you to know to keep going. And you're like, what? And you might be in your head thinking about the next steps or, oh, I failed this test or I failed something. And now I'm stuck with, you know, the feeling of, oh my gosh, who am I kidding? How am I going to keep going in this particular route because I made this big mistake? And somebody, and it's not random, but it feels random, says, keep going. And that encouragement is everything. And so, again, that brings me back to what I'm talking about here. Those doctors are there to help us to keep going and helping us to be able to be our best selves. You know, I'm finding that as I get older, it's important to do those checks on my breast, on my skin, to look for moles, to make sure that they're okay. And that's is benign. It's not something that is detrimental to my health. You know, when you think about Bob Marley, had he went and got his foot checked a little bit earlier, just imagine, or even just had a knowledge of what that would look like for him to be able to, you know, live life possibly with an alteration, but still be able to fully give us every bit of his gift. Or just imagine anyone that you know that has been through something, and had they gone sooner to the doctor, had they gone sooner to get those things checked out, would they still be here? And I know for a fact that if we have all this medical insurance that we're required to pay for, we're required to have health care. We're required to have that. If we're paying for it out of our check, or even as disabled veterans, we're able to get the care that we need. Why are we not exercising that? At least 1 year. And within that year span, going to go get your, going to the dentist, going to get your teeth checked, going to get your well woman exam, going to get your, you know, gentleman's exam from head to toe. Had some of our ancestors done that a little bit further, or excuse me, a little bit more, then, you know, it would be more normalized. But of course, there's so many factors that come into play. And then we get scared and anxious, and then the anxiety builds up, and it's like, I don't want to go because I don't want to know. It just makes it clear and present, and we can't escape the truth. Which, in fact, when we get to the root of it and be able to walk in our truth, we can live better and free without the weight of that anxiety of the what ifs, you know. And I just say this to implore you all that if you're not going to take those well exams and do the physicals, you know, I would say go ahead and do them. At least allocate 1 month, or even, you know, 2 months out of the year. So 6 months, at the 6 month mark, you go and take care of, you know, X, Y, and Z. And then making sure towards the latter half of the year, you go and do the other and you make sure that you fully are getting the assessments that are needed for you to know that you're functioning, because you have to be a well-oiled machine if you want to be able to not only function for yourself, but to be able to function for others. I feel the weight of that myself, because I was one of those people that said, I don't want to go back to the doctor after being poked and prodded, you know, when I was pregnant. Because, you know, when you're pregnant, you have to go through all these different exams and you have to get checked monthly. And then, of course, towards D-Day, when the baby comes, they're coming in to check your business every hour on the hour, if not more frequently. And I was just like, Lord, oh, I'm good. I don't even want to touch the doctor. I don't even want to go near. But that same friend who is a wonderful nurse, she was like, I think you're supposed to get this annually. And then I think that, you know, they don't have to do the full on litmus test, or it's not a litmus test, but the full on assessment at a later date. But all those things are still necessary within the year, Erica. And I'm like, you're right, friend. You are so right. But again, it was the anxiety of having to feel like, okay, they're going to assess my weight. They're going to assess my blood pressure. Yeah, I got a kid now. She be everywhere. So all these different things. And it's like time consuming. But if you love yourself the way you say you do, and the way that I say that I did, I had to make sure that I did that. And I was happy to have an accountability partner and a friend, as well as, now mind you, I'm going to say this, thank you, friend, but also my husband was like, babe, you need to go check this out. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, some of these men out here, they don't want to go to their doctor's appointment either. They want to be workhorses until something really happened. But God forbid. Now, you know who I'm talking to. That's all I'm going to say. But the point is that I'm here to be an accountability partner to you all. Thank God for the vessels that I have that tell me about their appointments and making sure that I look into getting my appointments, but also just saying from a space where I'm sharing this with you, go and take care of you. You go and get your nails done. You go and get your hair cut. You do all the necessary things to keep the external you good and in functioning condition. Why not go ahead and go to those doctor's appointments to make sure that everything in the inside of you is just as wonderful? So that's my food for thought of the day. And just know that we are here for you. We, meaning me, I'm an imaginary friend in your sister circle or friendship circle to say, I care for you and I want you to go get those checkups. I want you to go see the doctor. I want you to go to the dentist. I want you to go... I want you to go and get all of the essential care that you need to know and to make sure that everything is everything. And let me circle back to checking your skin, because again, there is a lot of controversy about, you know, people of color going ahead and really making sure that they're using sunscreen. And I have to say, that is so vital to our skin, because, you know, we are not genetically not predisposed to those different elements that the skin can consume by not protecting that barrier. And skin cancer in people of color is a real thing. I eat Bob Marley. I eat, you know, some other individuals that I won't name, but I will say this. It touched my spirit when I was 10 years old, and one of the friends of my mother, she had been diagnosed with skin cancer, and she was a deep complected sister, beautiful, beautiful skin. And it's like, I mean, perfectly caramelized, just all the things. And I definitely was like, wow. Because, of course, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I don't wear sunscreen like that. My mom will put some on us. And, of course, back in the day, it was like the big old mineral, big blotchy white. And nowadays, they do have different ones. But the point is, you know, it doesn't just affect one specific race. It affects everyone with skin, and we all have to do the due diligence to take care of us. So wear that sunscreen out there. Do the research. And not only that, it helps mitigate aging. Those UVB and UVA rays, those are real. UVB is for burning. Those are burning rays. Your skin is burning every time you're exposed to the sun. Thank God for grace. And UVA, you know, those are your aging rays. Those are still affecting you in some form or fashion. So wearing your sunscreen is super important. And I'm going to stump on that. And I'm going to stand 10 toes down on that. And so, again, as you're out there, take care of you. Look for the signs. Check your moles. Check your beauty marks. Have somebody check your back. Make sure that you are getting the necessary checkups and making sure that you're in tune and in touch with yourself. And don't wait, because certain things that could be mitigated, if you're not careful, you could potentially put yourself in a space where, you know, it could potentially be later than what you want. And we don't want that. I don't want that for you. So before I leave, I just want to say, take care of you, love you, because I love you and I want the best for you. And I'm sure the soul is your family and everyone that's in your love circle. Again, before I go, I want to leave you with a scripture. All right, so here we go. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 through 20. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. So today, I want you to recognize that your body is your temple and it's special. And the more that we recognize our worth and the blessing it is to be present in our body, then we could be able to recognize the bliss of being able to keep moving and being as healthy as God intended us to be. Otherwise, we'll be in a space where certain things could potentially happen if we wait too late. That is my time for now. But just remember, you are beautiful, you are special and amazing, and your body is equally amazing as you are, because it is your temple and is you and it together that make the most wonderful mixture of love and light. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Bye for now.